Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to James 5, please, this morning? James chapter 5. Let's continue with our series that we began 2 weeks ago. In James 5, in verse 13. Well, before we read this, let's just pray one more time. You know, you're not limited to what I know. In receiving this morning, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And if you release faith, He'll say things to you. You know, I've gotten revelation and been ministered to in situations where I was convinced somebody was teaching error. You might say, how you figure? Well, while they were saying some things, the Lord was showing me other scriptures about it. And He's our teacher. Amen. Said out loud, the Holy Spirit's my teacher. I'll receive something good. Father, we do. We lift up our hearts before You and we acknowledge the presence of our holy teacher and the perfect, perfect Word that You've given us. We say Your Word is life to us and health to all of our flesh. You quicken us with Your Word. Give us eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart that's receptive. Thank You for utterance full and complete. Grant answers to questions right now, direction and help, solutions right now. And we purpose not to be hearers only, but by Your grace, we'll be doers. And we know as we do the Word, You're faithful to watch over it and perform it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. James 5:13. He said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Let him do what? Pray. Well, you're going through a rough time, trial and test. What do you do? Pray. Worry?
No.
Fret?
No.
Ask 90 people what they think you ought to do?
No.
That's what most folks do. What do? You're going through a rough time. What do?
Pray.
Pray. Pray. Now, you know, Brother Hagin, my spiritual father, who's gone home to be with the Lord now, he used to say it like this all the time. He said, notice it said, let him pray. Right? The next phrase says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. And Brother Hagin said it like this. He said, you know, if I was merry, I wouldn't come, you know, to somebody else. You know, I wouldn't come to Mike over here and say, Mike, I'm merry. Sing. Right? And yet people do that in the prayer, don't they? I'm going through a rough time. You pray. Well, no, you pray.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of wasted motion in the area of prayer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misconceptions about prayer. And as we told you week before last, the Lord has given us directions. And I believe the unction and grace and revelation to do it, to teach on the subject of prayer. And we're beginning now a series called Prayer Principles. And that this is a big key to our next phase of development is us growing and developing in prayer. But there's so much misconception in the area of prayer. And there's a lot of error where prayer is concerned. Prayer, true prayer, genuine prayer, is one of the most powerful things that I know of anything about. Erroneous prayer, improper prayer, is one of the most divisive and destructive things I have ever witnessed. I could stand here today and tell you of church after church after church that has been split and divided and seemingly almost irreparably damaged by wrong prayer. And of course, any church that you see that's thriving and going good and great fruit, you know there's some good prayer involved in that. Right? And so here's one area where people, you know, think wrong. They're always wanting somebody else to pray for me. Well, it's not wrong for somebody to pray for you, but you know you want to develop and grow up. I mean, you know, if you were hurt and couldn't get out, I might come by and cut your grass. Might. It's possible. But let's say you are healed up, you know, and it's been, you know, 6 months, and you're just fine and healthy and strong, and you still want me to come cut your grass. Well, that's not right. Cut your own grass. Right? Wash your own clothes. Take care of your own stuff. Do your own praying. So a lot of babies are in a habit of every time something comes up, they come up to folk and go, y'all pray for me. Pray for me. Well, are you praying for yourself? And mature people are taking care of their own business in prayer, plus praying for babies that don't know how to pray, helping people that are just getting started. So don't just be in a habit of coming up to people and say, pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Well, no, if you can take care of it, you take care of it. Do your own praying. Boy, it's quiet in here. Well, I ain't taking it back. It's right there in the Bible. Are you afflicted? Are you going through a trial? Are you going through a test? Do what?
Pray.
Let him pray. Now keep reading and you see the other side of this. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Now if you look up this word sick and look up the words in the verse, you'll see that the connotation is somebody who is weak without strength. This is somebody that's in such a way that they're about out of strength. I mean, they need help. Amen. They're at a place where they need somebody to help them. Well, then thank God, in such cases, then people can help. Right? And we ought to rally around each other when people are weak and without strength. But when you can, you do your own praying, and you're really in dire straits and without strength, then other people can help you. Let them pray. And he said, over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith, not just any kind of prayer, but the prayer of faith, shall save the sick, the Lord will raise him up, and if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Effective prayer of godly people avails much. In this case, it affected the heavens. It changed the whole atmosphere. It changed the cycle of rains and things in the earth. There was a holding back and there was a release because one man prayed effectively. Right? Can effective prayer change things in the earth?
Yes.
Well, now let me clarify that. I mean, that's a true statement. But sometimes people take that and overemphasize. And there are those who have made, many, many, who have made prayer virtually a religion unto itself. And to hear them talk, prayer is the answer to everything. Prayer is the source of everything. And prayer is the solution for everything. And therefore, prayer gets the credit for everything. Well, of course, if prayer gets the credit, who did the praying? That means the prayers get the credit for everything. No, prayer is not the source of everything. Prayer is not the solution of everything. God is the source of everything. Did you hear me? No. People get off in these areas. For instance, you know, I've heard people say it before, and I know maybe they may not be realizing exactly what they're saying, but somebody comes in and gets saved. And I've seen prayers stand up and take credit for it. Well, we birthed them in. We prayed them in. Well, if you prayed and obeyed God, that's wonderful. That's commendable that you had a part, but it was just a part. I mean, what about the other people? What about their mama and their grandma and their daddy been praying for them for decades? What about the people that invited them to church? What about the parking lot attendant that was real friendly to them so that when they were tempted to just turn around and leave, they didn't. They stayed. What about the message that was preached? What about the Holy Ghost who dealt with them and showed them the light? What about Jesus who died for them and paid the price? What about God who heard and answered the prayer? Do you see what I'm saying? There's too much credit given to what people do. You know, same thing is true about faith. I know years ago as a Rhema student, I had heard people use this phrase, and I just used it, you know, without thinking. And you get in trouble when you use borrowed phraseology and you're not quoting Bible verses. When I tell this, you'll see what I'm saying. Sometimes it's not so much that the phrase is technically wrong, it's just how you're thinking when you say it. We had gotten a car, a good used car, which was a big step up for us because we didn't have a good car of any kind. And I mean, this was a real step up for us. What was it? It was a Oldsmobile. What was it? Tornado? Yeah, it was a black and silver two-tone Tornado. It was nice, man. And the Lord helped us get that. And somebody asked me, man, how'd you get that? I said, boy, we believed for that thing. And they went on. And when I said that, something bothered me in here. Man, we believed for it. We believed it in. And I didn't know exactly what was wrong with that, you know, but something bothered me. And later on in a time of prayer, that came up in me again. About when I said that, it bothered me. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is something wrong with that? Did I see that? He began to speak to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me. He said, sure, you did believe me for it. He said, and that's commendable. He said, but what about the faith that you believed me with? Where'd that come from? I said, well, that's your faith. That's a measure of your faith. He said, how'd you get it? I said, it came from your word. He said, and how'd you see it? I said, well, your spirit revealed it to me. And your ministers preached it to me. And he said, and didn't you think about quitting and giving up on that several times? And I sustained you. I said, yes, sir. He said, and then who brought it to pass for you? I said, well, you did. He said, well, it was my faith and my word and my spirit, my ministers that are gifts to you and my grace that sustains you and my influence and power and provision that did it. And he said, and I wasn't even mentioned. You just said, I believe for it. Do you see what we're talking about? Whether it's prayer or it's faith, whatever it is, beware of putting the emphasis on what we do and giving all the glory and credit for that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.